This question is a boomerang. It keeps coming back around. If you were an elder, remember one night they asked, what should elders tell women who come and say, should we wear head coverings at these meetings? If you were an elder and one of your flock asked you, should they wear a head covering to a seminar like this, how would you answer? Well, there are two issues here. On the one hand, the brethren who were responsible for thinking that this would be a good idea for the people of God, and I hope you think it was a good idea, they didn't want to do things sort of on their own. And they approached two groups of elders and said, would you take responsibility? And that's a very good thing. And these elders have been attending through the conference. If I said something that was contrary to the Word of God, I would want them to stand up that evening while the people who have heard it are still here. No good doing it afterwards when the crowd's dispersed. They should stand up and say, brother, excuse me, here's what the Word of God says. I'm sorry, at that point you've missed it. And they should do that. They're responsible for the caliber, the quality, the dependability of the teaching of the Word of God. They have taken that responsibility. It's a solemn thing they've done, and in a sense, like every conference, you're inviting other men to come in and teach, and you don't know what they're going to say. If a preacher gets up at a conference and he makes statements that are not based on the Word of God, the elders should take responsibility. And as graciously as possible, say, now, brother, that was an interesting opinion. We want just to distinguish that this is not something that we're endorsing and saying the Christians must do this. It's not based on the Word of God. It's an opinion, a studied opinion perhaps, a valued opinion, but it's just an opinion. And the brother needs to make that clear. If he's going to say something, this is my opinion, by all means, if he thinks he should do that. But to say this is what the Word of God says and then take a scripture out of context and, well, the elders are accountable for that. They're accountable for what the Christians hear. And they can't just sort of clear it up next week at the local assembly meeting because they've invited in people from all over the countryside to come and hear this ministry. So the elders will give an account, not the preachers. The elders will give an account for the ministry that they have arranged for the people of God. So elders have taken responsibility for this, and as far as I'm concerned, there should be church order here. Now, on the other hand, we have opened up this invitation, we have advertised it far and wide, and we have invited in the church, all believers who are serious about this subject, to come and learn. And so it's not a matter of making it a cardinal doctrine of the church and saying, you better wear one if you're going to come in here. Because the reason we're coming together is to study the scriptures and to discover the truth. And so if the Lord has never taught you this lesson, you've never had it explained to you, you're not accountable for it. You're accountable when the Lord shows you the truth. And so there may be some very sincere, godly sisters who have come here through the week and they've never heard some of these things. There may be some godly elders from local churches like we had who were honest enough to say, you know, we never really have sat down with the people in our local fellowship and explained to them the terms of fellowship. How do we do it now? Isn't that wonderful to hear those kind of questions? I say, thank God for that. So they heard things from the Word of God. The Spirit of God made it real to them. They proved it. Don't take it from me. Look into the Word of God, see if it's there, and say, well, if that's what the Word of God says, then that's what we want to do. So on the one hand, I would say, if a sister came to me who was in my local local assembly, I would say, now, are elders responsible for this? Have they taken responsibility to do this? Yes. Well, then I would think that that's church order. And I would think that it would be a good idea to follow that. On the other hand, there are Christian sisters who are here, and they're very sincere, and they want to do what the Lord has for them, and they've never perhaps had this clearly explained, and God doesn't hold them accountable until they do see it. And so I think I'd just leave it at that, but I would try to make that clear. The scripture, remember what we said last evening, that when we receive people, we don't receive them on the basis of their performance or the basis of how much they know about the Bible. We receive them on the basis of common life. And the idea is that we receive God's people into church order so that we can all learn together and we can all grow and develop and understand these things as the Lord teaches them to us.